Now back to the post-game show on the Iron Pigs Radio Network.
4-11 here in the Lehigh Valley, and the Iron Pigs win it again by a final score of 3-1. And on today, May the 29th, 2017, the Iron Pigs are 35-15, 20 games above 500. Incredible stuff to be 20 games above 500 in the month of May, 23 wins in the month as well. Incredible stuff. Before we get to today's happy recap of the Iron Pigs defeating the Louisville Bats, take a moment to just say that on this Memorial Day, we take time to think about, remember, and be grateful for those who gave the ultimate sacrifice protecting our country of the United States of America and our freedoms, to enjoy days like this with days off and watching baseball and enjoying our lives. So thank you to the men and women who have served this country, and we salute, respect, and enjoy what you have done for us today on Memorial Day. The Iron Pigs win again and again and again and again. And it's becoming like a broken record, but the best broken record you could possibly find. And for the Pigs, they are 35-15 on the year. This is a team that got off to a slow start in April, and it seems almost like night and day. They lose one, and then they go on to win a bunch in a row. And that's obviously how you get to this point of the season. You don't get to 20 games over 500 and not even get out of the second month of the season without winning a ton of games in a row. But for the Pigs, nothing phases them. In certain games, they win, you know, they won a couple of 1-0 games in a row where they left a ton of guys on. The very next game, they come out and put up 12 runs. This afternoon, they were handled pretty well by the opposing pitching staff. Cody Reed pitched fairly well in his 7 innings of work. However, the Pigs continued to pitch brilliantly and got timely hitting when they needed it and a few lucky breaks. And in that regard, that's what makes you a winner in this case. And it's a feel-good story for Mark Appel as well, who had struggled mightily in his last 2 starts. So much so in his last start that he didn't even make it out of the second inning, or the third inning, actually. He was into the third, did not make it out of it. But Appel, who we know the talent is there, we've seen him pitch brilliantly today, yet another example of that, has to feel good for him because he pitched well in a game where the Pigs needed him to do so, and Appel gets the win, his third of the year. He's now over 500 at 3-2. And the Pigs, incredibly, 20 games over 500 in the month of May, they are 35-15. You could say it a million times, but it still sounds crazy. In the month of May, this team is 35-15. They're that good right now. And I think it's really what a lot of people expected. You know, a lot of people came out in the beginning of the year saying this team was as stacked as anything and could win up to 100 games. Now, obviously, it's still May, but I think what we're seeing is the expected talent paying off that everybody thought that we would see for the Iron Pigs this season. And a lot of people said that this was a very, very good team. We saw the talent last year in Reading. We saw what the Iron Pigs had last season as well, going to the playoffs and losing in the first round. And when you combine everything in the Lehigh Valley this season, things are going very well. And for the Pigs, they find another, you know, the last 2 games against Louisville, they won by battering the bats. 13-1 and then 14-2. Tonight, 3-1. You know, the Pigs don't always have to get it done on offense, but when everything is clicking the way it is for the Pigs, they always find a way to get it done. And as it usually does for the Pigs, it begins in the first inning. And it begins with our first 2 highlights, courtesy of the player of the game, at least according to me, Jorge Alfaro. In the top half of the first inning, Phil Irvin led off with a single. Hernan Irribarren then got on thanks to a fielder's choice, and Irvin was taken out on second base. And then Irribarren tried to steal second, but Jorge Alfaro was having none of that.
So one-on-one out here is Rendon. Runner goes, pitch a swung on a miss. Short a second is strong and in plenty of time. Holy Toledo, Alfaro guns down here a barn by a country mile.
And how often does the player make the big defensive play, come up with the big offensive shout in the bottom half of the inning? Jorge Alfaro does just that as Daniel Nava got kind of a seeing eye, well, not even kind of, a very much seeing eye double that just landed in front of the outfielder next to the line, bounced into the stands. It was a double. Nava wasn't even running out of the box. He made it to second, and then Jorge Alfaro came up and drove him in.
So the infield is in. Runner on third. 2-2 is swung on and drilled out center field. Racing back goes Amaral. This ball's going to sail over his head and all the way to the dead center field wall. Nava's down from third. Alfaro's in standing at second. He's got a ribby double, and the Pigs are right back at Louisville. They lead 1-0.
The Pigs doing their jobs early. Good defense throwing out a runner trying to steal by Alfaro, and then he comes up with the big hit. Then in the second inning, nothing really doing for either team. Rob Brantley led off with a single, but Dilson Herrera grounded into a 5-3 double play to end that inning. And in the bottom half, Taylor Featherston led off with a single, but then Hector Gomez hit into a 6-4-3 double play. Nothing else doing after that. In the third inning, there was a little bit of a threat from Toledo after Bo Amaral led off by being hit by a pitch. Zach Vincy got on with a fielder's choice. Cody Reed walked, but Mark Appel got Phil Irvin and Hernan Irabarin to both fly out to end the inning. And then in the bottom of the third inning, Cam Perkins got a one-out double following a Mark Appel groundout, and Daniel Nava, on his rehab stint from the Philadelphia Phillies, came through with another big hit.
The 1-0 is swung on and lined up the middle, and that's into center field for a base hit. Perkins around third. Pigs have taken a 2-0 lead on the RBI base knock for Nava, who's 2-for-2 on rehab here today.
So Nava, in the first three innings, had a double and a run-scoring single. We move to the fifth inning, where Dilson Herrera led off the top half of the inning with a walk, and thanks to a Zach Vincy reaching on an error, there was runners on second and third following a Cody Reed sack bunt, but Mark Appel, unfazed by the trouble, was able to get the Pigs out of jam in the top half of the fifth inning.
Tying runs in scoring position. Pitcher swung on a little flare right to second baseman Featherston. Back a couple of strides onto the grass. Makes the one-handed grab. And how about Appel, John?
How about Appel is right. Appel pitched brilliantly today, and that was one of the big innings in which he got himself out of some trouble. Quiet until about the seventh inning, when the Pigs would add to their lead with a big third run. And in the seventh inning, it would start with a Cam Perkins single. Daniel Nava would then hit into a fielder's choice, erasing Perkins, but putting Nava on first. Jorge Alfaro would single, and then Dylan Cousins would drive him in with a big RBI single.
It's Cousins who swings the first pitch and lines it for a base hit into right field. The Pigs have added to their lead. It's now 3-0. Alfaro makes his way to third. Cousins is now caught in a rundown. Too big of a turn. So it's 3-0. Cousins is tagged out near second.
So Cousins was erased, and then Rhys Hoskins stepped up. And Hoskins, probably on any other day, on any other playing surface, against any other team, against any other fielder, probably has a double. But when he put his bat onto this one, Phil Irvin made a tremendous, if you didn't see it, if you weren't watching, if you weren't at the game, Superman-like all-out dive to rob Rhys Hoskins of a hit.
The 1-0 is swung on, and this is slapped out to left. Long run for Irvin. He dives and makes an incredible catch in front of the warning track. Reed cannot believe it.
It was a pretty unbelievable catch. To see it on replay and slow-mo replay, it's almost hard to believe anybody could actually do that. But Phil Irvin made a tremendous defensive play. So we head to the top of the eighth inning now, where the bats would finally get on to the board. A pop-up would start off the inning, and then Phil Irvin would ground out. So there was two out for Hernan Irabarin, but he would double. Then Tony Renda would walk, and Rob Brantley would get the hit to drive in the run for the Bats.
Tying run at the plate. Two on, two out. Pitch is swung on and drilled out center field. It is a base hit. Rounding third and scoring is Irabarin. And it makes it 3-1. It ends the scoreless inning streak for Beato at 14 and two-thirds. And it ends the scoreless inning streak for this bullpen, which with two innings today by Adam Morgan had built up to 20 and one-third. We've got a 3-1 game.
Well, no worries there, because Beato would then get out of trouble following the Brantley RBI single by getting Sebastian Elizalde to ground out.
Right now, game in jeopardy a bit. They lead 3-1, 2 on, 2 out. Here's a 2-2 swung on and shot through the middle. And making a play behind the bag is Florimone. Shovels over to Featherston, leads him to the bag, and the out is recorded there. A nifty flip by the shortstop Florimone, who had to shovel it and lead Featherston to the bag, and he led him brilliantly.
And then in the bottom of the, or the top of the ninth inning, the Pigs would put away their first ever sweep of the Louisville Bats in their 10-year history. And they would do it thanks to a ground out by Delson Herrera, a strikeout of Bo Amaral, and then Zach Vinci would pop up to end the day.
Make noise. Beato from the belt. He'll kick and deliver 1-2. Swung on and popped up in the air. Right field, not deep. Cousins is there. Cousins drifts in. Cousins makes the catch. Ball game over. Los cerdos vuelan. As Beato shuts it down in the ninth. And the Pigs make it a 6-1 homestand. And the Pigs make it a 4-0 sweep over Louisville. First ever all-time sweep against the Louisville Bats. This is a team that has won 21 of its last 23 ball games and 14 of its last 15 affairs here at home.
Those are outstanding numbers. And for the Pigs, as I keep saying, you want to tune in every single night because you never know when the Pigs are going to set a new franchise mark, and they do it again today with their first ever sweep of the Louisville Bats. By a final score of 3-1, the Iron Pigs get three runs on 10 hits, one error. The Bats one run on 6 hits, one error. The Bats fall to 16-33. The Iron Pigs are now up to 35-15. For Louisville, they were 1-for-5 with runners in scoring position. They left 7 on base. The Pigs were 3-for-11. They left 8 on base. Cody Reed was the losing pitcher. He's now 1-3. It was a good start for him, though. 7 innings, 9 hits, 3 runs, all earned, 4 walks and 4 strikeouts. And then Kyle McMine went an inning, 1 hit and 1 strikeout. Mark Capel, the winning pitcher for the Iron Pigs, 5 strong innings, 2 hits, no runs, 2 walks and 2 strikeouts. Adam Morgan gets his third hold, 2 innings, 2 hits, 2 strikeouts. And Pedro Beato shuts the door on save number 15, 2 innings save, 2 hits, 1 earned run, 1 walk, and 1 strikeout for Mr. Beato. Time of the game, 2 hours and 38 minutes out in front of 8,011 happy fans at Coca-Cola Park. It wasn't the most beautiful day weather-wise, but the Pigs provided all the warmth and fun you could possibly need out at the ballpark as they finalized a win of 3-1 over the Louisville Bats. And once again, the Pigs now 35-15 on the year, thanks to today's victory.